And who else do we have but the Premier of Victoria, Jacinta Allan? Ms. Allan, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Great to be with you.
Now, what's going on at the AFL? I just don't know what to think. I think they've been caught out covering up drug usage by players. Do you have a personal or an official position on this?
Well, the revelations this week, I think, have been quite stunning and shocking revelations. And in terms of the role for the Victorian government, the AFL are obviously, as many all sporting codes are, signatories to an international anti-doping code. And as a consequence of that code, there will be investigations into these allegations. And if there are any our state-based investigative bodies need to be part of that, we'll be part of that. But I think on a personal level, Tom, you asked me for my personal view, the AFL is such a big part of our community. It's so loved. And it is important that this matter gets investigated, understood, if there's issues that come out of it, to be addressed, because millions of kids look up to our AFL players, and it is important that very high standards are set.
We had a mum called, I think it was Sarah, who rang before, and she said that, you know, her son loves his footy. She didn't say who Barrack for, but it doesn't matter. And that's all he and his friends are talking about now. Like, on one hand, their parents, their schools tell them that drugs are bad. On the other hand, they now wonder, you know, if a player has a week off from some unexplained injury, is it actually because the player in question has tested positive for cocaine or something else? Like, it's a terrible double standard.
And I think that's why having this investigated appropriately, as quickly as possible, because you do want this cloud lifted off all the players, because this allegation has been made, it raises questions, and I think that's why it is appropriately and thoroughly investigated, and if there are issues, they'll need to be addressed.
Well, I think it's safe to say there are issues, because if you're having to cover something up, then it can't be good.